Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage!
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, America's last best hope to make the internet safe for absolutely no one, two people who will do pretty much anything for a pizza, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Kitties, rescue them!
Welcome to Crazy Cat People Day here on the Mike and Judy Show.
It's Crazy Cat Lady Day. If you can't do the gender switch, get out of the kitchen, mister.
Well, crazy ladies, then I count. It's a group I count myself among. I got two of them at home. And how many do you have, Judy?
I now have two. I got a new kitten the other day.
A new kitten!
Yay!
Meow.
And you rescued this kitten?
She's adopted from City Critters, who are having an adoption event today at Muddy Paws Pet Store on Graham Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Let me get the exact address. It's 447 Graham. It's going from 2 to 6 p.m. That's where I met little Mitzi last week.
Mitzi! And please introduce our guest, another crazy cat lady.
We have the lovely Sheena Bazaar.
That's who, me.
And how many cats do you have, Sheena?
Too many. Four too many. Down from five.
Oh, what happened?
They die.
Yeah. I just lost. Jack, that sounded like you killed one in there.
Just stepped on its tail.
Well, you know, that's the thing about, you know, cats. We get them knowing that we're going to survive them. And it's going to break our hearts, and we still do it.
Well, hopefully we survive them. Hopefully. I'm sorry. I'm like sort of more in favor of me living than my cat.
Yeah, but...
Or anyone else, really.
You know, we watch mm-hmm. them come and go. And I mean, every moment's a joy, and then...
And then they're on a shelf.
Then they're on a shelf. Yeah, I got a couple on a shelf.
Or they're in my old backyard.
All right, let's not turn this show into the Bates Motel.
But I just I lost my best kitty friend.
Oh, Judy,
like,
I felt so bad.
I ever
it's horrible.
Had. Like, I've had her for 16 years, little Mabel. She was named after the Goldfinger song.
No.
I don't even like Goldfinger, but the song was good. And she died on New Year's Eve, and we were going to wait a while to get a kitten, but I'm glad we didn't.
I knew that wasn't going to last.
It lasted like a week.
Yeah.
You know, when I had two cats for the longest time, Manly, the world's strongest cat.
Manly.
And Sebastian, and when we lost Sebastian, Manly let me know when it was time to get a kitten. I had to wait a little while. We weren't ready, but one night... He was just crying for his friend. He was so lonely. You could just tell he was under the kitchen table just howling and howling. Oh. And that's when I knew it was time to get a kitten. And then the crazy cat rescue ladies brought me Jeepster.
Of course, they bring them to you. I mean,
they have
choice.
To check out your house.
Jeepster was a Christmas miracle. They came on Christmas Eve day.
Oh, and it's like baby Jesus.
I was going to name him Christmas, actually. This is Jeepster.
A Jeepster.
And I was going to name...
Like a lighter.
I was going to Jeepster like the T-Rex song.
Okay.
Actually, he got named. Right. I was listening to.
I forgot about that.
I was listening to Mozart. I was listening to the Jupiter Symphony, Symphony number 45, and I was thinking, you know, maybe Jupiter could be a good name for a cat.
Jupiter could be a good name.
But I was a little stoned, and somehow Jupiter got to Jeepster, and it stuck. That was it. Because you love a cat that's got its own song.
Cats should have their own theme song.
Cat, you got any songs there? Any cat songs?
I have a theme. Yeah, I wrote a cat song. I had a cat, the Christmas Ham. He had his own song. I forgot about that song. It was too painful after he passed to listen to. But I should maybe do it live.
Well, I have a real treat today because Manly, the world's strongest cat, loves to play the piano. And I actually have a recording.
It's true. Mike gave me a real recording.
I have this, and he tends towards the avant-garde.
I'm going to let it rip here.
But I'll just let it rip. This is like, he's so talented.
Thanks.
Isn't he great?
Is he a polydactyl?
I am so.
It's that extra toe.
I'm so. You know, back in the day when I was writing porn magazines, in this big office, we had a cat that was very polydactyl. He had like 47 toes, and his name was Handsome, but we all called him Kitty Porn.
Kitty Porn.
That's awesome.
I would. Is Manly like good? You like that?
Manly is talented. Very talented.
Because these fucking cats on the internet that get millions of hits, they're like clomping around, just making this atonal garbage that no one wants to listen to. But my cat plays the Moonlight Sonata.
Is he playing live? I could see him at Joe's Pub. Kind of.
No, he's got a tuxedo. He's a tuxedo cat, so he should probably get his a gig at a bar.
Piano bar.
Yeah, a good gay piano bar.
Good gay cabaret.
What is it called? Rose's Turn or something?
He's got the name for it.
Yeah.
Manly?
He's, yeah.
It's no joke. It was the gayest thing I could think of. It's, it's
pretty gay.
But why was your cat named Manly? It was the gayest thing I could think of. And I was in my Lord of the Manor phase at the time, and this is my cat, Manly.
Now, why do you think women get... Why do you think there's not a crazy cat guy rep?
What are you it's talking
crazy
about?
Cat
there
lady.
Are. There. I mean, there are. I mean, I have a friend who... I think she was up to 12 cats, and it was...
Crazy.
There were the ferals, like hiding under the bed, and you would never know going into their home because there were crazy cats under the bed. But her husband was a main perpetuator of bringing home the cats, and my ex was like that, you know, like we have 5 cats. Oh, look at this cat following us down the block crying, let's take it home. And me saying, no, this is not going to happen. But I mean, some men are crazy with the cats too, but there are more crazy cat ladies.
Look, I'm a single guy on the wrong side of 45, and I got 2 cats.
2 cats is nothing.
And I, you know, there's a little bit of a stigma.
I mean,
a straight guy with 2 cats, single.
I would think it would attract women to you.
Actually, certain women it does. Certain women love cats, and they love that I'm kind to animals and other living things. And
but you ended up with a woman. Well, oh, never mind. was a woman in your life who may or may not still be there who disliked cats and was allergic. And Sheena, you just started dating a guy who doesn't like cats too.
Well, it's not that he doesn't like cats, but he said that he doesn't. I don't need a cat because I found that someone will always have one, so you can see the cat. But I feel really horrible watching. You know, the repercussion is that you have this man with no cats, and then he's in your room delinting. I'm delinting him. I felt so submissive, delinting and feeling so horrible. Like, you know, and then the cat litter on the bathroom floor. That's really embarrassing. So, but you know that a guy is really into you when he comes over and there's 4 cats, and he keeps coming back and ruin. And especially if he's a dandy. And then he has
a dandy
with great clothing, and then he has to delint, and he accepts it.
Whoa.
But I see the way that he doesn't pet the cat. He looks at it like it's an object. It's not, so he needs to be converted because he's a great man, but he needs to be converted.
Warm and fuzzy and wonderful, bundles of joy.
See, he has sleep issues, so if he learned the purr of a cat...
Puts you right to sleep.
And I have the best purr in the world, who is now being locked out of the room. And it's horrible. Yes. The big great bear, black bear of a cat.
Jeepster's like a fucking motorboat.
I love a motor cat. And with a big head.
Oh,
giant.
Oh, man.
I'm a chubby chaser of the cat world. Big cats, you know. And
you're
people,
a feeder.
Kind of, yeah. But, you know, the half Maine Coon, you know, they're not really getting out of that. That's just genetics.
No, they're big.
They're big guys. The vet called him the Andre the Giant of the feline world.
But did you know that today is actually a cat holiday? Just coincidentally. I think because... We are so crazy cat people that we just we're psychically in tune with this.
And what day is it, Judy?
It's Answer Your Cat's Question. I almost shot pizza on the mic.
My cats have a lot of questions.
But, I mean, I don't really know how you're supposed to get these answers through to the cat.
You just have to deal with it, and you hope that their response is, when they don't get the answer, is to... pee on things. I am very lucky. I don't have the peers.
I don't either.
Yeah, I won't tolerate.
I had a peer.
Well, that's true love.
You know, that was tough. That was a very difficult thing to deal with. And it's okay now. There have been incidents.
What did you do to get the cat to come in? Because I also cat sit on the side because I'm crazy and I have a career.
You can't get enough.
And I can't get enough. And I take care of cats in Williamsburg and Greenpoint. But so anyway. You know, people ask these things, and you know, I'm supposed to have the answers. And I start with Fellaway and also a black light to look for the glow in the dark peepees, you know, and removing the scent with Nature's Miracle. Mm-hmm. How did you resolve the peeing?
You know what? This is.
You beat your cat.
This is the cat out the window.
Crazy cat boy
and
talking.
Is this Manly or
Jeepster?
Jeepster,
who was feral. He was a rescue. He was rescued in Ditmas Park.
Oh.
And he was actually spraying at some point. I couldn't get him neutered, and he's so skittish.
That's different.
He's so afraid. Well, there was spraying, and then there was peeing. He was a problem cat. And eventually I had to call the crazy cat rescue ladies to come to my house like the fucking A-team. Seriously, like SWAT, you know, call 5-0 and triangulate him with a sheet, you know, because he was starting to spray in my apartment. I said, if you could rescue a cat in Ditmas fucking park, surely you can get him in a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan, because it was a real problem. And sometime after that, he began marking his territory. He was feral, you know, and... The way I solved the problem was I picked him up every day and I told him that I loved him and asked him to stop.
Oh, I had a cat when I was younger that...
It's true. And eventually he came around to my way of thinking. And now he's like
a
different...
He's
a different cat. He brings me toys. And this morning he brought me some chopsticks.
What color is he?
He's white with black spots.
Only crazy cat people ask these. What color is your cat?
By the way, he's white with black spots and he's magic because sometimes he has 9 spots and sometimes he has 10, depending on what mood he is. He's like, you know, it changes.
Jack is so grossed out by us right now.
Really, it depends on how much pot I've been smoking. But yeah, the number of spots
end up with
changes.
A woman with 10 cats. don't make fun of the cat people. That's what will happen.
Yeah, but Jeepster brought me chopsticks this morning.
Oh, that's
he
so
does,
lovely.
Well, like from some takeout China. He loves the paper, the crinkly.
See, his magic spots. They go from 9 to 10.
And his favorite toy is the cellophane, the really crinkly cellophane
that
comes around like on a Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Right? Oh, boy, this is like the most precious thing in the world to him.
All cats have their own favorite toys. Mm-hmm. And now they're making toys for lazy people. So, you know, you just
like
press the button.
Motorized.
Yes, like a string just comes around and whips around the floor, and then, you know, you don't have to do anything with your cats anymore.
But guess who has a new kitten? Judy.
Judy.
She's so cute.
Kittens pounce.
Tell us a kitten story.
Well, the kitten sleeps on my head every night.
Oh.
And she scares my big cat.
The poor big cat. He's like, what the hell is happening?
He was so, he made my other cat miserable, so it's sort of karmic payback for him. But I was going to say, like, I had a cat who used to spray when I was very young, who I couldn't afford to get fixed, which was really stupid, but I used to have to wear a wig to work because I had two blue mohawks. And one day I was like, what did the cat spray?
Okay,
you've got
problems far
this is,
beyond
this, is
cat,
great.
This
right.
cat business.
This is
two
yes.
blue mohawks and I'm wearing a wig.
The new rescue. When I rescued a new cat, like, I mean, he was an outdoor cat and he hadn't been fixed, and you have to wait for the hormones to, like, leech out as they ruin your home.
Mm-hmm.
I cried.
It was
yeah.
bad. It was
and
bad
and I
scene.
Also did that. I went on a job interview and I smelled something.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it was the shirt. But, you know, I ended
it was my wig. Yeah, okay, the cat had sex with my wig.
This is bad. This is the face of cat ladyism.
You know, I came up with enough money to fix that little fucker after that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you just magically. Oh. Said,
how much did it cost to maintain that double blue mohawk?
The double, it was not very. I shaved it myself and dyed it.
Cat piss is lethal.
Yeah, well, the woman at the wig store was like, oh, I'm sure I could do this. And she went to grab it out of the bag. And I said, my cat had sex with that. And she was like, oh, and she just left it in the way.
You have to soak it in Nature's Miracle. That's really sad.
She said it had to be cleaned twice. And then I put it on my head again and went back to work.
And then if it ever got hot, like on a humid day, somebody goes, what's that smell? It's Judy's wig wafting from the corner.
Wait, Judy's wearing a wig? I really thought I was pulling one over on people, too. It was like one of those, like, black China girl wigs. Like, oh, with, like, little blue strings.
Like some sort of, like, punk rock Hasidim. It reminds me of a joke.
Punk
this Jew goes into a bar. And he's got a cat in his shoulder. And the bartender says, where'd you get him? And the cat says, in Brooklyn, they're everywhere. All right, I tell you what, let's take a break. And after the break, we have a special guest from Catnip Farms, our friend Erica Wildgirl, who grows the best catnip in the universe.
Not a euphemism.
Mike and Judy, Crazy Cat Lady Day. Well, all right, we're back. It's the Mike and Judy Show. Mike Edison and Judy McGuire here with our very special guest, the esteemed crazy cat lady, Sheena Bazar, streaming live from Roberta's in Bushwick on the Heritage Radio Network. By the way, that was the Pantera version of Cat Scratch Fever.
What's wrong with the Ted Nugent version,
you know,
Mike?
You know, I was such a Ted Nugent fan, and I know a lot of animal lovers. You know, Ted's a hunter, and some people have a problem with that. Personally, I never did. I kind of thought his no drugs and his guns thing was very kind of refreshing for rock and roll and everybody else.
And if you're going to eat meat, like, what's wrong with
he would hunt your cat?
I think Ted loves animals, and he was always very about the sustainable. He always said, "When I kill, I eat my fill." And you know, if he shot a deer, he never shot over the limit, and he used every part of the animal. And he was very sustainable. But at some point, the Motor City Madman just turned to a right wing fucking kook to the point where he's just like a racist cocksucker. Yeah, you hear me, Ted? Okay, I'm calling. You fucking out, you fucking Glenn Beck cocksucking douche. All right,
douches always cocksuck
because they do. And I did love Ted for a while there. I thought, you know, it was one of the great rock and roll acts in history, but at some point he lost me. So there you go, Pantera.
Yay!
Which is a cat, right? Which is a cat.
Pantera.
Whatever.
Well, you know, if we were 14-year-old boys, oh God, like meeting a man that says I love metal, and Pantera is one of my favorite bands. Deal Breaker. I hope you guys call me back for Deal Breaker days because I have a real good list.
So Pantera is one of your favorite bands?
No,
and mine either, actually. Yeah. But I thought it was very apropos. So we have a special guest. Erica's on the line.
I'm here.
All right, Erica Wildgirl, Catnip Farms. Let me tell you,
welcome
to the Mike and Judy Show. Your catnip is so fucking powerful. Okay, I gave some to Jeepster. Okay, and the first thing he did was he took a $100 bill out of his pocket and he chopped it into lines and he snorted it. Okay, and then he burned his draft card.
and then he went found for a few days.
Pussy, right?
Yeah. So Erica, what's going on out there? You're calling from Iowa. Tell us what you're doing out there on Catnip Farms.
What am I doing? Well, I'm growing catnip in 7-degree weather.
Do you have a greenhouse?
It makes it really good.
Man, that catnip is crazy. What is the secret of your catnip? Seriously, my cats go insane. I mean, seriously.
A lot of what I do is trade secret. I can't tell you because it is the best, and I'm not being immodest. I get fan mail, a lot of fan mail. But I think it's the amount of time I put into it, and I have a big crew of testers here that are real fussy. So, you know, 16 years worth of cultivating a real hardy, particular, you know, species that's different than anything you'll see in a seed catalog or get it Petco or Walmart or whatever. Let's see, what was the question again?
How many cats do you have, Erica? We're just moving right along. How many cats do you have out there?
We're somewhere between 9 and 11 right now, we had a family of 20 average for years and years, but I think we pretty much spayed and neutered the entire neighborhood the same way we did back in Brooklyn, so not as many show up as used to. But, hey, I think I heard a little bit of the show before, and I think you should have me on again some other time so we can talk about P-cats, a.k.a. special needs cats, and some behavior stuff, because I can help people with that.
Well, maybe on our next cat holiday show, we have, I think the next one coming up is What If Cats Had Opposable Thumbs Day on the March 3rd,
or on call the cat now.
April 18th, it's Pet Owners Independence Day.
If cats had opposable thumbs, we'd all be in trouble or dead.
What questions do you think your cats want answered? Because it's pet owners. Answer your pet's question.
If cats had opposable thumbs, like a Jeepster, roll your catnip into a joint, I think.
Well, the cats already, I think, go through your stuff when you're not home. They read your journals. And,
Use your vibrator.
Yeah.
They type on your keyboard.
Where can people
do a lot of stuff.
Where can people find your catnip if they want to buy it, Erica?
It's easy. They can find it at catnipfarm.com and look for the top link that says, I think it says something like catnip toys, something mail order.
I'll buy some.
Let me tell you. I am glad
it's really
to
good.
Endorse
Mike gave me
this
some.
Stuff. It is unfucking believable. My cats, I love it. I mean, it's honestly, Erica, it was too strong the first batch.
I have some catnip addicts. I mean, not all cats are catnip addicts, but I also grow. So my question, I would love to know what is the difference, because sometimes I grow myself, and I understand that you can have better grades, but what's the difference between cat mint and catnip? Sometimes when I grow, it's
a completely different plant. Mm-hmm. Cat mint has some of the same chemical in it that cats are attracted to, but not as much as catnip. They're both in the mint family, but if you look at the plants, if you just Google images, mm-hmm. you'll see cat mint is kind of a low-growing, bushy plant with long, pretty blue, spiky stems. The leaves are completely different. And catnip, which is Nepeta cataria, can grow, well, ours grows up to, I don't know, 4.5-5 feet tall.
Flowers?
And it has white or lavender purplish flowers.
Oh, yeah, the purple flowers.
And,
that's some kind bud.
I don't know
bud.
If you saw on my Facebook that leaf, Mikey, that it's like it covers the palm of my hand. It's pretty amazing.
Do you make teas?
Some people think they're the same plant, and they grow cat mint and say that it's catnip, and
do
it's
you
not.
Make any tea from this, or are you cultivating it for your own use? I mean, do you get any benefit for yourself out of the catnip?
I breathe a lot of dust, so if I get lung cancer, that's probably, you know, because it takes me like 7 hours to process and blend like 4 ounces, a quarter pound of fresh catnip, which is, you know,
you're like the Pablo Escobar of catnip.
The highest grade that I make and sell. I sell buds too, and flowers that are quick dried. But I harvest over the entire season, and I make like a special kind of secret recipe mix of all the different, you know, times of the season, harvest, and
definitely
part flowers and part buds and part winter grown. So that's what makes it good. But
the stuff is for
real.
It
also grows in all different locations on our farm. So it has different flavors depending on where it grows. So
you got your purple haze, you got your blueberry.
Well, I gave my brother and his friends, because when I was younger, you know, he was like the hip hop kid, and I was like, you know, the punk rock chick, and I knew my marijuana, my human catnip, and I gave them some cosmic catnip. I pulled out the tub, and they smoked it, and they thought that they got really high, but they didn't.
I had some farmers market customers that came and bought an ounce bag from me one time at the beginning of market, and they came back like an hour later and bought out everything I had. Wow. And I'm like, wow, do you guys have a lot of cats, or do you donate to rescue?
No,
or,
no, it's
or
no
what?
Shit. This stuff comes
and
in
they
bugs.
Said, no, we're on the tested regularly program, so we catnip instead, and they say yours is the best we ever smoked.
I guess it's better than bath salts.
I don't smoke it myself. What I like to do is burn it like sage. I like what it smells like when it burns.
There's an idea.
Love the catnip. Catnip Farms, one more time. What's the website, Erica?
Catnipfarm.com. Click mail order.
All right. Awesome. And I tell you, this stuff is unbelievable. You leave a little of that stuff out, you come back, and the cats are playing Bob Marley. It's unbelievable. All right, Erica, thanks for coming.
And hey,
we're going to see you soon.
Thank you for the invitation, Mike. It's great to talk to you guys, and thanks for having me on the air.
Have a great day.
So that stuff is unbelievable.
I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs. Come on.
Me too.
Everybody. This is one of my favorite.
You know, my cats love music. You know, I play my guitar, and Manly, who you've heard play piano, he's fantastic.
Fantastic.
He is fantastic. When I'm playing the guitar, he actually will pluck at the strings. Do your cats love music? He loves rock and roll. He loves rhythm and sound and noise.
Studio cats, too. Like, you know, I mean, like some cats, you know, that's your how you rate your song. The cat leaves, it's over.
Mabel the cat, whenever she would go hide, I would start singing Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All.
Oh,
and she would come running from wherever she was. I don't even know why I started singing that song.
Can you sing a little bit of it for us now?
I believe the children are future. Treat them well and let them lead the way. It's probably, you probably think like, you need to crawl up my ass and pull out Dookie, right? Like awesome. Whitney.
It was like Obama the other night singing Al Green. That was good.
So she would hear this and she would go, Mama. Mama loves me.
Mama, stop singing. Let me crawl into your mouth and kill the words that are going to come out next.
Well, Jeepster has his own song.
That's what crazy cat people do, you know. I mean, like, that's one of the indicators is not only do you sing to them, but then you make words up to the songs that exist already, but use them.
The Greatest Kitty of All was the refrain of that song. And
I wish I wasn't so hungover because I have like a load of them, but
I'm
now they're all off of my mind.
So sane right now.
Yeah,
this wave of sanity.
Right.
I feel like the Asperger's has gone away. The crazy cat boy stuff. I'm okay.
Right. If you sing to your cats and you replace lyrics with your cat's names.
It's like when this guy, Dead Lou, he's dead now, broke up with me. I would sing Nothing Compares to Lou.
Oh.
But it was like, nothing it was mostly when I was over him.
So, your cat's names, I mean, also, like you said, you've got musician kitty names.
Well, Jeepster, like I said, I mean, it sort of came from Jupiter became Jeepster. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, one thing comes out. They all have nicknames, of course.
Right.
Okay, let's here we go. Like, Manly has a secret mafia name and his hip-hop name.
Okay.
So we're weird.
Yeah, you've come back down from, this is what, it's the difference between crazy cat lady and crazy cat man.
Yeah.
So you have, like, mafia names and hip-hop names.
Johnny, we've got, I call the boo?
Who is a baby?
Johnny Roast Beef. That's his mafia name.
I've got a cat named Sid Friskus.
He likes roast beef, so I call him Johnny Roast Beef. What am I going to tell you?
Well, this is how it happened. So you're not normal. Oh, we were going to break the news gently.
Yeah, sorry, maybe you don't sing The Greatest Love of All to your cat, but...
There's got to be some sort of demarcation point when you start singing Whitney Houston to your cats. First of all, singing Whitney Houston at all, cat or no cat, is kind of fucked.
She loved a ballad.
And she would come out of hiding.
She would come out of hiding. Whitney, you know, and Whitney had her moments. Okay, now crazy cat person thing. Do you ever make cat noises to freak your cats out? I do.
I put on the YouTube videos of like a scared cat.
Seriously.
To watch their reaction.
Do you know there's an iPad cat app?
Oh, I was planning to invent one here. Someone's beat me to it.
Yeah.
Because Jeepster loves the iPad. My idea was I wanted to have like keys on it that they could like virtual keys that they could knock off the table on the iPad. Because Manly knocks it off the table.
Oh,
that's
you
his whole
one of those.
Thing.
I have one of those.
Oh,
now.
And he thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And like, you know, 18 years later, it's like he's knocked. You know, I come home.
Oh God. But you just gave me the worst news that this cat, that my youngest cat, is going to just like do this for the rest of his life.
You know, my keys are on the floor. My sunglasses are on the floor. I'm on my third iPhone because it can only be knocked off the kitchen table so many times before the thing protests.
You know, it's so cute today. I have an all-white cat. First off, if you've never experienced an all-white cat in your home,
aren't they
are
blind
really,
or mental? Or
only if they have blue eyes. If they have blue eyes, the chances of them being deaf are really high.
Oh, that's
they have
what
one
it
blue
is.
Eye and one green eye also. But if they have two green eyes, then they could be normal. But I've had two now, and they can hear. But this white, beautiful cat sitting on the toilet bowl this morning, playing with the empty toilet, you know, the little roll inside of the toilet paper, just playing it with it.
Is your cat toilet trained?
No, I did that once, though. I did do it. That's back in the day when I was normal, and I had, you know, 16 years ago, when I had two cats, and I trained them to use the toilet. And it was amazing because all you had to do was flush, except for them one cat put its paw down. and
that taught you a valuable lesson.
It taught me a valuable lesson. He started to pee in the tub, which was really smart because I was like, okay, that's okay. I can handle that. You just run the tub. There's some, you know, cleaner in there. No problem. But then he started to poop down the drain. And if you've ever cleaned poop out of a bathtub drain, that's it. You can have litter for the rest of your life. And I hate litter. I mean, you know, this is the bane of my existence is this damn cat litter. What kind of box to use? So, but shit out of the drain is enough to put an end to the toilet habit. Well,
and on that note,
Sheena, where can people find you who want to hear your band that we talked nothing about?
It's okay. I'm in a garage punk, I guess, or a raucous rock and roll band called the Dexedrines. And we're playing on Wednesday at Otto's. We're going to do some Sex Pistols covers too, because Johnny Lydon was a kind of god, or is a kind of a god. Well, you know what? Try and do it. Try and do his songs, and then you're gonna you will have a new thing for
him. I'm a huge Sex Pistols fan. I was a huge Sex Pistols fan. I still am. But it was one of those things when I heard it, I knew I loved it.
Right,
but. At this late date, and I still love playing that record. That record still sounds like a monster coming out of the speakers. But at this date,
we're getting off topic.
Listen, come on, Wednesday, and watch Sheena Bazar do the Dexedrines do Sex Pistols.
All
covers.
Right, this Wednesday, the Dexedrines with Sheena
and our own
Bazar.
Songs.
Will you be bringing your cats?
They're not allowed at Otto's. I heard.
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you just making
no fun zone?
Yeah, I don't think they want them. No fun zone.
Do you ever bring your cats anywhere?
No.
No.
Hey, can we bring cats and catnip to the next apocalypse?
Oh, Apocalypse
manly.
2012.
Yeah. Will there be catnip?
Let me tell you something. The world's strongest cat does like his drugs. He takes after his
daddy.
I'm not his daddy.
His cat daddy.
I'm his friend. I'm his caretaker. But I don't have this paternal, I'm your cat dad. Not with man. With Jeepster Little Moore, as Erica said, special needs. He was a special needs cat. Anyway, it's the Mike and Judy Show, the fastest half hour on the internet.
Oh, that's too fast a half hour.
Thanks, Sheena. Mike and Judy. Thanks, Roberta's and Jack, Engineer to the Stars.
And all the kitties.
And here's Lee Dorsey with the Kitty Cat song. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.